We're in the second surge of the coronavirus pandemic in the middle of the 2020 holiday season, and the number of cases is on the rise. This is Lisa Berry, and I feel like I'm announcing a baseball game with all that, but this is no game, and I'm not actually sure if I could say right now if we're winning or losing. So we'll stick to the facts and the science behind this global health crisis and check in with someone who is among those now considered to be on the front line of this situation, an infectious disease specialist at Michigan Medicine, Dr. Payal Patel. Thanks for sharing some time with us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
So I basically wanted to check in to see how things are going locally in the Ann Arbor Hospital right now.
Yeah, you know, every year in December, usually, like, it's tough enough being in the hospital in December, both from the patient side as well as the healthcare worker side. Usually there's, like, some carolers around or some Christmas spirit, but this year I will say that, you know, it's pretty stressful time to be in the hospital, definitely as a patient, because of where the numbers are. We've put in visitor precautions again, and so most patients do not have family visiting. And on the other side, everyone's masked up. On healthcare worker side, we're all being very careful about trying not to spread the virus ourselves. And so things are pretty tense in the hospital, and the hospital is pretty full.
I refer to this as the second surge. Is that how you're seeing it? Second, third? Where do you think we are?
I would think of it as like a second peak is how I feel it. The tension and the stress that was there earlier this year when we had, a lot of people in the hospital with COVID, that's exactly how it feels again now. We've tried not to let our defenses down on the healthcare side. We've stayed masked and washing our hands and doing all of the things that we've been doing from the beginning. But unfortunately, we're back where we started. That's kind of how it feels in some ways.
Are you at or near capacity?
We are near capacity. And so last numbers were about close to 90%. Even when we're walking through the hospital, you can feel that, you know, many of the beds are full. The ICUs are full. Even though we have less people in the ICUs who have COVID, it doesn't feel like that when you walk through the ICU, I'll say.
What does it feel like?
I'll say it feels depressing. It feels sad. I really feel for some of the patients who have been there, not just for days, but for weeks, over a month. That's part of what we forget when we think about just the numbers. You know, some of the folks that we see got the virus, you know, many, many weeks ago and haven't been able to fully recover. And that's kind of the worst case scenario. And to not have family around and be in a strange place like an ICU and to see that bed after bed, that's really tough, definitely on patients and families, but also on healthcare workers. It's really, really tough situation, especially as we're coming close to the holidays.
Why do you think this is happening? Are people returning to regular activities too soon? Do you have any insight into that?
You know, I think that it's been such a long year, and people were probably very happy about the vaccine news. I am also definitely very optimistic about the vaccine news, but we're not there yet. No one has gotten a single dose of the vaccine. We know that we need two doses of the vaccine, many of the vaccines that are available to be effective. And we need a lot of people to get vaccinated before we can actually really be happy and get back to some of the ways that we were. And so I worry that good news has led to people kind of dropping their defenses. And that's just not a good situation, especially with Christmas coming up. We still don't know the full after effects of Thanksgiving. So I would say to listeners to remember that let's keep that good news to be good news when we actually have the two doses of the vaccine for ourselves and our family, and keep washing our hands, masking up, staying home to protect the community until we feel like we're in a safer place.
Is there any good news? Has there been an improvement in treatments? What about survivability? Has that increased at all?
So I think that part of it is preparedness, both on the hospital's part, as well as, you know, we do have a few more things in the arsenal. When you look at how many people are in the ICU versus the regular medical floor, there's more people who are coming in with COVID and not having to go to the ICU. That's definitely a good thing. But I will say the people that, you know, there's still people that have to go to the ICU and they're still having these really, really long courses. I think by now many of us know someone or someone in our family that's gone through this. And we wish there was a way to stop that from happening to anyone, but it's still happening. So I would say that, you know, even though there's a few good things, overall, the virus is still pretty hard to deal with from a patient perspective.
Let's talk about the vaccine. I have heard that there is some nearby and could be administered within hours of U.S. government approval. Can you speak to that at all?
Yeah, I think, you know, definitely here at University of Michigan, as well as many other places in the U.S., we've been working behind the scenes to make sure that when we get government approval, as soon as that happens, we have processes in place, thoughts about who would get vaccinated first, so that we can move forward quickly to try to get the community vaccinated as fast as possible.
You feel good about it? You'll be taking it as soon as you can?
Definitely. I'll be first in line along with all the other infectious disease docs who really want this to work well.
So you are a doctor and you say you are going to be first in line to take it, but a lot of us who are not doctors are thinking, well, I'm going to wait and see how it goes. And what can you say to people that you don't necessarily need to wait? It's wouldn't be this far. It wouldn't be available if it wasn't okay. You know that for sure?
Yeah, that's a great, you know, I've definitely heard that from many people. You know, first things first, I would say that this whole time that the trials have been going on is really a waiting period, right? We were lucky enough to have volunteers in the community that decided to volunteer, and seeing what happens in those first trials is really helpful to knowing if the vaccine is safe and effective. And it looks like multiple vaccines are quite effective. So I think that next we'll be thinking about who are the highest risk people. And, you know, if you don't fall into one of those groups and aren't one of the first people vaccinated, I'm sure there's going to be lots of stories. And no one's saying that there won't be some side effects. Like when you possibly get other vaccines, you might feel a little bit sick. But I will say, I bet that it will feel better than getting COVID. And so I would say that the more people who get vaccinated, the safer it's going to be to head back outdoors and the quicker we can get back to what we thought of as normal.
I actually heard you may want to feel the side effects because that is, I have heard, and you can clarify this, an indication that the vaccine is working. Is that accurate?
I think that's a good way to think about it. There's some lucky people with immune systems where they may not feel the same side effects that some of us feel. But yeah, it's a good way to think about it. It's basically your immune system revving up and trying to figure out how to attack this virus. So that's a great way to think about it.
And how close are we to the vaccine that's being administered locally? I'm hearing possibly like a week away.
Yeah, I think that estimates say, you know, a lot of it depends on government approval as well. But I think that we're hoping that mid-December we'll be able to start rolling out the vaccine and move forward from there.
And what is the best practical advice in a pandemic for celebrating Christmas or Hanukkah or the holidays this year?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, we definitely get your vaccine as available, but I would highly recommend keep this Christmas similar to Thanksgiving. If you are able to celebrate with just the people in your own house, maybe do something virtual with the rest of your family. You want to keep them safe so that we have many more holidays to come.
We keep hearing these doom and gloom predictions for the coming months. Is there any way you can reframe that to provide helpful information so not to scare people, but inform them and move forward during these cold winter months that lie ahead?
Yeah, I want to, you know, I want to thank the listeners that have listened to public health advice for the last few months. I think part of, you know, it's tough in the hospital right now, but part of the reason that we're not completely overwhelmed is because that some people have listened to some of the restrictions that have been put into place. Thank you to our government and in Michigan that's tried to, you know, make it easier on us in the hospital. So first of all, thank you for listening to public health advice. Keep with it for just a little while longer so that we can all get vaccinated and kind of find the light at the end of the tunnel. We're not there yet. I'm telling you, you know, from the hospital, we're not there yet. So don't ease up just yet.
Dr. Payal Patel, thank you so much to you and all your colleagues there at Michigan Medicine on all levels who are working together to help keep us well during this pandemic and sharing your expertise with our WEMU listeners.
Nice to talk to you again.